Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Roland Martin from Cleveland. And live convention coverage is brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com. From Cleveland, Roland Martin, good morning.
What's going on, Tom? What's happening, Sybil? And seriously, Ignat Damon, how are we doing?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. First of all, day two, we're still dealing with plagiarism. Yesterday, Donald Trump Jr., he actually spoke last night using the words taken verbatim from a conservative writer. The writer comes out and says, well, they were my words. It was not really plagiarism. But it's like, dude, it's a speech. Can you at least get original? And so you had all the Trump kids last night. And it was really interesting listening to the Trump kids talk about how regular they are when they're all trust fund babies. So that was quite interesting. Then, of course, you had Speaker Mitch McConnell last night calling Hillary Clinton a liar. And then, of course, you had Governor Chris Christie, who still was sitting here in between bites of donuts, was attacking Hillary Clinton as well, trying to prosecute her. So it was quite interesting. But here was amazing things, Sybil. Speaker Paul Ryan gives a speech, doesn't even mention Donald Trump.
What?
Totally avoids the subject. And so that was quite interesting. But the most interesting thing last night, Tom, of all the things that happened, I actually found a party at a barbecue joint thrown by Republicans, and they played Tupac.
Wow.
Now, it wasn't loud. Right. It wasn't loud. I mean, they didn't have, the parties we do. So they had a couple of those JBL speakers. But it wasn't too loud. And I could give a brother's credit. They were like, look, man, you can't leave. Man, we going to set it off. Party end at 3. I said, now, y'all know doggone well this party is not going to be like that. So they were really proud. They were
Black
really excited.
Black Republicans at a barbecue joint for an after party of a convention.
Hey.
In Cleveland.
First of all, an after party is supposed to go past midnight. It was a post party. It was a post party, and so
after party's a bad name.
So we had a good time. The brothers were there, but again, they were really excited, and they said, "No, man, we're gonna set it off." I said, "Let me explain to y'all something. You cannot say you gonna have an off the." I had to help my brothers out. I said, "I'll be here in an hour and a half. And y'all ain't played the wobble. This is not a real Black party." I said, "I haven't heard the wobble. I haven't heard the Cupid shuffle. I haven't heard the cha-cha slide." I said, "I don't know where y'all came from, but this is not a real Black party." I said, "Y'all trying, but please, that ain't really it." So and it's the only one this week.
Wow. Was Omarosa there?
No, Omarosa didn't show up.
The director of African-American outreach?
Yes,
Omarosa. Was not at the barbecue joint?
I have not seen Omarosa.
What about Dr. Ben?
No, he wasn't there because he was still calling Hillary Lucifer. And then I've yet to see Stacey Dash. Apparently, she got sick yesterday because the big story out of New York, Roger Ailes may be fired from Fox News for sexual harassment. Mm. So Stacey Dash don't know who going to give her next check.
Wow. That's right.
So she real sick. So of the 80, there are 80 Black Republican delegates. I have met all of them. They were all in the same hotel room last night.
What about a spades game?
Spades game? No, I actually mentioned Bitwist, and they all looked at me and they said, "I'm sorry, what are you speaking of?"
You know it ain't an official Black party here. Whoa, whoa.
Oh, hell no. No.
Roland Martin's live convention coverage has been brought to you by the University of Phoenix. Check out SavingTomorrowToday.com.